So if a patient comes at the moment to a hospital with heart failure, we pay for the cardiologist, the surgeon, the radiologist, we pay for nursing, we pay for all kind of things individually, and then we pay a hospital fee. Then the patient goes home and there are a lot of fees paid for in rehab and so forth. These are now being bundled into one unified cost for heart failure so that the payers will not pay us for all these individual services. And if this moves along, one can think about the further thing, which is an accountable healthcare organization where physicians, nurses, other health professionals, occupational therapists, and so on, all work in a team for one cost to take care of a population of patients in a group. So that's how the system is moving in terms of greater organization of care, greater responsibility to healthcare deliveries, and a more integrated system. Just to summarize that briefly, here are some of the things that are in place already. Value-based purchasing. So one can think about performance by both the things we do, like the outcomes of health, but also new things like patient satisfaction, communication, physician-nurse communication, which is critically important, and so forth. And these can then be bound together in terms of incentives, both on the positive and negative side, in terms of patient outcomes. And this is just a summary of the ACOs. These are group purchasing and group care, where you can see everything is bundled together, and we are then looking after patients through the whole system of their illness across the whole healthcare setting, in the hospital, in the outpatient, in their home, in rehab, in a variety of situations. These are agreements that places like ours or the University of Illinois will take care of these patients across the whole setting of their healthcare situation. And this is how it may come out if we are successful. Integrated care, at the moment we have very fragmented care. We hope over time these will be linked together in kind of some system, and eventually there will be an integrated care where patients will be looked after by a system that takes care of them from their home to the hospital and back again, and everything in between. This is likely to occur because it's been most successful in other systems in other countries like Norway, Denmark, to some extent in England, and it seems to be a system that we are moving towards as a country. So let me finish then just with some examples at the University of Pennsylvania, which I hope will resonate in terms of the University of Illinois, about some of the things one can do at this time in preparation for the ACA, the Affordable Health Care Act. First of all, one can put in place close links between healthcare providers. So we've linked closely with the nursing school and our nurses, with dentists and our dentistry group. Here you have others which are very good in terms of pharmacy, physician's assistants, social workers, and so on. Try to make a team of these in a unified way to deliver care at the highest level. This should be underpinned by very efficient information technology, which of course is expensive and challenging, but very important in terms of an efficient system. And there are important transitions in care as patients move between hospital and home, rehab, outpatient systems, and so on. And one can try internally to try to make this as efficient and agreed upon as possible by putting together people from the pharmacy, medical devices, our nursing program, and so on, and think about internally how our organization should function to deliver care at the highest level in an efficient and value-driven way. And here you can see a few results. These are our in-hospital bloodstream infections, which you can see have improved tremendously over time. This is a coordinated thing between nursing leadership, physician leadership, pharmacy, some of the leadership in the hospital, administratively, and so on. It needs all of these individuals to work together as a team in a repeat.